AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. The federal government is coming down on a Japanese company in the exploding airbag scandal. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For years, Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says Takata knew millions of its airbag inflators were defective, but delayed recalling them. The inflators are blamed for airbag explosions that killed eight people.
This has been a mess.
Federal auto safety regulators are fining Takata $70 million. The total could jump to $200 million if Takata doesn't abide by the terms of a deal, which includes recalling all ammonium nitrate inflators now on the road and a ban on making new ones unless it can prove they're safe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a statement, Takata's CEO says the company regrets the circumstances that led to all of this, and will work hard to develop a new generation of inflators for its airbags. I'm Rita Foley.